This is Thoughts Become Things. With each episode, we'll help you reach the highest creative potential that God has for you. With your host, a teacher, life coach, a dream coach, and motivational speaker, Jeremy Lopez.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to another podcast of Thoughts Become Things. I am Jeremy Lopez, and as always, I'm always thrilled and excited for each one of you to join with me week after week, and let's just sort of unravel the mysteries of the universe, just unravel the things of God's kingdom, and just present it to us and say, wow, you know what, that's food for thought. We need to think about that. You know, one of the things I love about my life is my experiences. And if you're like you, you like your experiences as well. You know, God gives us experiences to be able to really enjoy the journey, but learn through the good, the bad, the ugly, knowing how to process things, knowing how to take things and consider it and ponder on it. And so I love living. I really love life. I really do. And today I want to talk to you guys about something that's very important, near and dear to my heart, and it's about prophetic transformation. I wrote a book not too long ago, called Prophetic Transformation. It's a really big, thick book, and in the book I talk about the journey of when you receive data or a revelation or a download from God. Because you can call it a prophetic word, prophetic reading, you know, whatever you want to call it, but the truth is that when we get things downloaded into us from the kingdom about our lives, about what's going to happen to me, where I'm going to be working, who I'm going to be marrying, or how to straighten up myself, you know, how to correct these issues in your life, or pointing out the things that need to be corrected, or maybe things that are delightful about me, things I need to keep upon the journey of my life that are maybe good grounded things. You know, we get so many different points and branches coming out of a prophetic word of directions of our lives all the time. And that's why I love to be able to give prophetic readings to people, because I'm a firm believer that God is wanting to speak to his people, 101%. And so I wrote this book a couple years ago, and it's called Prophetic Transformation, actually not too long ago, I should say. And it speaks volumes of how to begin to understand the language of God, how to begin to truly understand how to read into it, and what is required of me, what is things that God's going to do, and what are things that I'm going to do, part of my requirements. And I think within the book, within life, people tend to not really understand what to do with it. I've heard people say before, well, if God tells it to me, you know, I just got to believe it. All I have to do is just believe it. God does the rest, and that's it. And I'm like, wrong answer. And then people begin to tell me, you know, I've got to be able to find the working to it, the working. And I say, well, here's the key thing you got to be careful about. You don't want to be able to find works as out of legalism, because then it makes the word of God of none effect. It makes the power within that's contained within that prophetic word really just of none effect. It won't matter to you, because you cannot present legalism, you know, works into a situation that has been sent to you to bring forth and usher into you freedom and liberty. And so you don't want to water it down, because think about it, freedom and liberty is watered down when we begin to work. When we begin to throw legalism at it, then it sort of dampers everything, right? And it makes it of none effect. It makes the power in that that's supposed to surge in our journeys of our lives to begin to take us on great adventures and great fulfillments, it waters it down to be really nothing. And so in my book, Prophetic Transformation, I deal with the issues of what is your part? What is it you're supposed to do? And here's what I tell people. There are things within life that are downloaded into us from God's, you know, perspective of God's kingdom within us and through prophetic readings and prophetic words that we have to understand that we're supposed to enjoy the journey. And enjoying the journey means I should be rejoicing constantly at a place of joy and happiness when it deals with what God tells me, because God knows more than I do about my life. Yes, so we're connected. Yes, we're one with Christ. But here's a key thing we have to remember is it doesn't mean I know everything in the natural. I learn through my experiences of my life. And so when I receive something from the Lord, I have to begin to understand that there are certain things above and beyond my comprehension, within that prophetic word. But there's also things I've got to begin to align within my life, within my journey, to see this happen. You know, when people say, do you make the prophetic word of God happen? I would say, yes, you do. You make it happen. It doesn't mean you force it. It doesn't mean you twist it. It doesn't mean I don't care what God says in His timing. I'm going to do it right now. It means that you've got to begin to discern, to understand the levels of the timing within that prophetic word and the prophetic reading. So, when you hear it and you see it sort of sounds close to home with you, here's the key thing. Whether it's close to home as far as, man, I'm doing that right now, or you know what, I just feel like this is what I've been praying about and you just heard my prayer, God, and like you targeted me. So yes, I need to sort of prepare and get ready for it to happen now. But if it's something you're not really familiar with, but you realize you've been praying for something about your career, what does God want from me in my life? All of a sudden, a prophetic reading comes. Prophetic word says, hey, thus saith the Lord, this is what you need to do in your life, you know? And when you hear that, first of all, you have to acknowledge the fact that definitely God answered your question, okay? Second of all, I would say that it doesn't mean you're already prepared for it. Now, inside of you, it means you already have all the tools, everything, weaponry, everything you will need on this journey called life to even fulfill that thing that you're not even familiar with. So when you get a prophetic word and you're like, man, that is way out there. I don't even see myself doing that. And yet you sort of know that God spoke to you on something that you've been praying about, but yet you can't really resonate with it. It's like, you know, I prayed about this. Here's the answer, but I don't understand that. Here's what you have to remember. You have to learn to coach yourself and cater to that word. You know, let's just face it. Your feet won't get wet unless you dabble your feet in the water, right? Unless you put your feet in the water. So unless you are experiencing something or feeling it by reading upon it, trying it out, for lack of better words, at first, then you'll never get your feet wet to understand exactly, hey, you know what, I actually do like this. Most of the things that we get from the Lord in our prophetic words are things that sometimes people cannot resonate with. They can't really sort of see themselves doing that. But yet they've been praying for a long time. I'm not happy with what I'm doing, God. I want to know what God wants me to do in my life, and yet I'm miserable. So here comes God along in this prophetic word and says, hey, this is what I have for you in your future. Then you have to remember this. You might not be attached to how much money you're going to make through that new career. You might not see yourself educated in that career. You might not see yourself doing it. However, it doesn't mean there's a future you within you, because there is. There's a future you that you cannot see, because we don't go by what we see or feel. And that future you doing that thing is still embedded in your spirit. It's still in you. It's the same you. You just haven't joined the process of your journey to see yourself doing it by getting your feet wet. And then here's what happens. When you get your feet wet in an area, it activates that key to turn a little bit more. Think about that. If God tells you to do something, when you get your feet wet within that thing of doing it, there springs forth a desire, a happiness, a joy. It becomes a little easier for you. It might be a little hard at first because you've never done it. No problem. But yet you have to understand you've got all the tools in you that are required. Nothing outside of you needs any more, except maybe more education on the subject, a little bit more learning. Why? What that does is education and knowledge and wisdom begins to help turn the key to help open that door within inside of you. There's a treasure in your earthen vessel. That treasure, if you look at a treasure chest, you think you've got to open up the lid, right? Look at all the movies. You see a treasure chest and it's got a lock on it. So somebody's trying to find the key to unlock it, or beating it with a hammer, you know, trying to take off that lock to get the riches that are within it. Well, really, if you think about it, our lives, our spirits, the same way. There's a treasure in us that there's certain things, call it a treasure chest, call it a door, call it a window, whatever you want to call it. But either way, there's got to be an entrance into that place, right? There's always an entrance into the future you within you. And how do we know that it needs to be unraveled or opened or whatever? Is because we realize the scripture says, ask and it shall be given. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be open. So what you're lacking is the power that will help generate or open that door, generate the lock from, you know, to come off, or maybe to learn how to open up and pull forth that window. So what knowledge and wisdom does is it literally begins to turn the keys for you. It begins to open up the door. Because the more educated you get on a subject you're not familiar with, the more you either find yourself liking it or hating it. And then but when you start liking it, guess what? You start doing it more. When you start eating a candied apple, if you like it, you never had one, you have one bite up, and you're like, oh, this is amazing. You start diving into it more, eating more until your belly aches, and you're like, oh, I got a sugar rush, right? Because you find yourself liking it. You'll never know something if you like it if you don't get your feet wet within it. And so when you get something from God, you've got to know the transformation it's going to take you in and through to be able to get to that place called there. Get to the place of great fulfillment. And this book, Prophetic Transformation, walks you through that journey of basically what is required of me and what happens with me when God starts speaking this over my life. A lot of times God will speak something over your life, and whether you're familiar with it or not, then your journey automatically begins to kick in to even cater to that arena, and you'll find where all hell will break loose. I mean, sometimes I've heard people get prophetic words and literally all hell breaks loose. Like everything starts going crazy in their life, and they're like, what on earth is going on? Think about it. A prophetic word comes, even as a weapon of warfare, to dismantle, you know, your train of thought, to get you to start thinking it in that direction, and also begins to break down your comfort zones. It begins to break down everything in your life at the moment, and you're like, what is going on? Why is my foundation shaking? Why is everything I trusted? My dog ran away. My friends walked out on me. What's going on? Think about it. Because God cannot fill your life because you're too full of your past. You're too full of your present moment. So God comes into your now reality and empties all of it. He keeps what needs to be kept there. He removes what needs to be removed there. Some people go. Some people stay. You might have to be finding like you're being forced to find another church, or man, this church doesn't like me anymore. I don't know why, or maybe I just awakened to the fact that I'm not crazy about this message anymore. I feel like I need something more. Or maybe you're like, man, I find myself wanting to move across country. I find myself, you know, wanting to get another car, you know, just because my world is changing. And if your world changes, your views are going to change. And if your views change, then what you liked before, you might not like anymore. So prophetic transformation given through a prophetic word, it begins to happen. It begins to force you to restructure, rethink, reexamine. That's the great thing about the kingdom of God, is that it pushes you to the limit and to force you to make a decision. Either I'm going to accept it and run that direction, and I'm going to have so much bliss and joy and happiness once I dive into it, get my feet wet, and then my desires in me are turned on. You know, and then you begin to really, you know, like it. Here's a great idea. Imagine, for example, let's say, for example, you met somebody online. And let's say this guy's been talking to this girl, and he's talking to her online, but yet I've never seen her because she doesn't have a portrait or a picture, you know, on her profile. And so this guy's just talking to her, and they start talking and collaborating and communicating on the phone. All of a sudden, they both fall in love with one another. They're like, wow, I don't even know what you look like, but I'm starting to fall in love with you. I'm really, you're compatible for me. I like your attitude. I like your beliefs. I like all this stuff. And so imagine if they meet, once they meet, they've never seen each other. Once they meet, think about those TV shows on Netflix, like I think it was Blind Date or, you know, a Blind Marriage, whatever it's called, where, you know, they set up this game show where you fall in love with somebody, but you've never met them before. You know, can you still marry them? You know, where do looks play a role within this relationship of your heart feeling like you're attracted to somebody, right? But you've never seen them. And so all of a sudden they meet in person, this guy and girl, and when they do, you know, what if this girl is really attractive and he's like, oh, wow, you are everything I've wanted. He didn't base it on the looks. He based it on him getting to know her, right? And so all of a sudden when he met her, that added the flavor to it. Let's say, for example, he is like totally, pardon my language, but just dog ugly. Like, I mean, just the most hideous looking guy you've ever seen. And she's going to be like, gosh, you know what? I was really falling in love with your voice. I'm really loving who you are, you know, as far as your personality, your beliefs. But then all of a sudden she meets him and she's like, ugh, he's just not attractive. He's like really, really overweight, or, you know, just, oh man, this guy, it looks like somebody just beat him with an ugly stick. Have you ever heard that phrase? That's so horrible, isn't it? But I'm giving you an example. It's so horrible to when we look at people and we're like, man, they look like they've been beaten with an ugly stick, you know? And you feel horrible saying that because you know they're made in God's image and likeness. But let's just face it, sometimes, you know, if not all the time, looks do play a role in our lives. It does add the flavor to us liking you or not liking you, you know? And so what she now has a decision to make. Well, I loved who you are when I didn't know you, when I didn't see you. Now I'm really at a place where I'm challenged because I'm in love with your personality, but I'm not in love with your looks at all, you know? So do things play a role in our lives? Absolutely. So what is that? How does that relate to your prophetic words? Because when you get a prophetic word, you're on this journey. All of a sudden, this prophetic word starts, you're beginning to cater to the prophetic word. And once your feet are wet, think about this. Once your feet become wet in that situation, you're either going to feel like, oh my gosh, I am truly loving this even more, even beyond what I learned about it and my education, beyond what I know naturally that I've learned about it and got wisdom on it, but now that I'm actually doing it, that's sort of part of the looks of, let's say, she liking him or him liking her, and all of a sudden they get their feet wet and they're like, I definitely see myself doing it because I am doing it now in the natural. So that's why prophetic words are so important, because during your transformation process, you have to begin to realize that through that transformation, okay, taking place, that transformation will require you to either A, learn about it, study it on it, get your feet wet in it, or build up to that moment where that career will begin to open up for you as you begin to dive into it. So you've got to know the journey. You've got to know how to transform. You've got to know what's transforming, and you've got to know what is your part to play in jumpstarting your transformation through what God has for you in that journey of that career. So it's very important you begin to understand the whole dynamics of how this works. And so I want to really encourage each and every one of you, go right now to the website, identitynetwork.net. When you do, just put in the two words, prophetic transformation. Put that in our search engine, press the search button, and when you do, it'll pull up the hard copy, which is the paperback, or the digital download. Download it, order the book. If you order the book, I'll be more than happy to make sure I autograph it for you guys. I'll tell my staff, hey, if anyone orders Prophetic Transformation book, it's a really thick book, by the way, I will autograph it for them, okay? So I want you guys to know what to do when you get something. When you get a prophetic word, when you hear something from the heavens, what to do with that. How much part do you play versus how much do you not play? And what is it taking you through? And what is it going to look like? And how is it going to feel? Because you need to know this stuff. The truth is, folks, you need to know what's supposed to be happening to you and what you're going to feel, what you're going to sense, what your taste buds spiritually are going to change, probably naturally even, who knows. The leader in you is going to go crazy. The servant in you is going to go crazy. So I got to prepare you to know what to look forward to. And it's a powerful, amazing, beautiful journey to the place where your fulfillment begins to finally manifest and you find yourself saying, wow. So does law of attraction play a big role within prophetic words? 101%. Because you got to think it, you got to believe it, you got to live it out. You got to act like you're doing it, and you got to attract. The key thing is to attract everything you need to attract to help fulfill this promise that God's given you. So does attraction play a role? Does manifestation play a role? Does activation play a role? Does living it out, calling those things that be not as though they were, does that play a role? 101% does. And I'm going to teach you and train you how to be able to bring forth a manifestation through prophetic words and readings. It's very important you understand that role. So order Prophetic Transformation today. If you want to call the office to order it, whether it's hard copy or ebook, hey, do that as well. We'd love for you to get it in any shape, form, or fashion you can. Just read it, all right? So you guys have a blessed day today. And don't forget, go and create the day and the reality in which you want to live. Create the day you want to see happen for your life, because you deserve and you owe it to your day to incorporate yourself in it and get your creativity stirring today. God bless you.
This has been the Thoughts Become Things podcast with Jeremy Lopez, helping you reach your highest creative potential that God has for you. For more episodes, products, and information on Jeremy, visit www.identitynetwork.net.